Eric Davis is a retired political science professor from Middlebury College, and he's been following Vermont elections for more than 3 decades. While it's been more than 50 years since an incumbent governor lost a race in Vermont, Davis says the opposition has always at least tried to apply a little pressure.
I don't recall any situation in which a major party did not have a gubernatorial candidate 3 days before the filing deadline.
And yet that's exactly where Vermont Republicans find themselves. Emily Payton, a perennial independent candidate, is running for governor as a Republican, but the party does not support her. And Randy Brock, a former state auditor and the failed GOP gubernatorial candidate from 2012, announced in an email Sunday evening that he won't seek the state's top elected office this year. So that leaves just one Republican prospect publicly considering a challenge to two-term Democratic incumbent Peter Shumlin. That person is Scott Milne, owner of the family travel company that bears his last name. Milne had been courting a Republican primary with Brock, a primary that he said would have helped shine a spotlight on GOP issues and given the eventual winner some momentum heading into the general election. Brock on Monday said that may have been true, but Brock said a Republican primary would have also forced two GOP contenders to compete for scarce fundraising resources. Milne says he'll decide by Thursday whether he'll run, and he says pressure to carry the party won't figure into his decision.
If I opt out, it's going to be because I don't think I stand a chance of winning, and I'm going to feel bad about that, but I don't feel pressure to stay in when I feel there's no chance to win.
David Sunderland is the chairman of the Vermont GOP, and he says he's confident the party can find someone else to fill the top of the ticket even if Milne decides against a run. He did not offer up any names. But Sunderland adds he doesn't anticipate Republican contenders for any of the 4 other statewide offices held by incumbent Democrats. And even if Milne does run, according to political scientist Davis, his lack of name recognition and bare-bones campaign apparatus make it likely that he'll get 40% or less of the vote against Shumlin. Davis says that means that all the Republican hopes in 2014 rest on House and Senate races. Sunderland says that the party's focus is indeed on picking up seats in the legislature, where he says GOP office holders will be able to affect the most change. Davis says it's a high-risk strategy that threatens to undermine the strength of the party as they head into the last election before a legislative biennium in which the fate of Shumlin's single-payer health care reform will be decided.
If they fail in that, if they don't manage to pick up any seats or gain just a small handful of seats in the legislature, they're going to be in a very sorry position.
Governor Peter Shumlin filed his candidate petition Monday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.